Texte numéro 43. Environment sector has failed to become more inclusive, study suggests. The environment sector has failed to act on its ambitions to become more inclusive, suggests new research that finds just 1 in 20 organisations are enacting plans to increase ethnic diversity. According to a sector-wide survey, out of 44 environment charities, 84% had considered or were taking action over a lack of inclusion, but only 4% said they had a consistently implemented action plan. Three-quarters of environmental charity executives and trustees thought increasing diversity would have a positive impact on the sector. But while most leaders agreed it should be a top priority for the sector, few felt it actually was. The research was commissioned by a coalition of environmental charities to inform a new collective strategy aimed at increasing diversity in the sector. It calls for members to take collective actions to implement sector-wide unconscious bias training, in-depth research on racism, and programmes to draft more people of colour into leadership roles. According to the coalition's chief executive, too many people feel excluded from nature, and too many people still feel excluded from the nature sector. Our research shows that there's a great appetite for change in the environment movement. People want to be part of an inclusive, diverse, and socially progressive movement. They know that saving nature will depend on the talents and energy of everyone working together. It also shows that despite this conviction, many organisations are still in the starting blocks on diversity and inclusion. As in many sectors, the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020 inspired fresh urgency to efforts to diversify the environment professions and to address its systemic biases. Recent research has also shown how people from ethnic minorities are more likely to be affected by environmental harms. As understanding has grown, the narrative around environmental issues has shifted to encompass racial and social injustices, and a sense the environment sector must diversify to tackle them. But in 2021, just 4.8% of environment professionals had an ethnic minority heritage, compared with 12.6% of the workforce overall, according to official figures. Only farming had lower ethnic minority representation. Most minority ethnic professionals in the sector said an inability to take up volunteering or low-paid jobs in order to gain experience had been a barrier to entry. They complained of a lack of clear career progression and of arriving at work to find a white colleague had been promoted to a vacant role they didn't even know existed. 42 organisations have so far signed up to the new strategy, including Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace. The chief executive of one charity said, "We are in a nature and climate emergency, and we save nature through people, all people." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2022.